أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat asked a number of rhetorical questions to the mushrikeen. Are your deities better, or is Allah better, the one who created the heavens and the earth? And after every question of this nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, إِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Now think and ponder, can there ever be any other ilah with Allah? Allah then asked, are your idol and are your God and the deity better, or Allah, the one who made the earth a place of settlement? Allah asked, are your gods better, or the one who responds to the distressed, helpless person whenever he makes dua and turns to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued asking these rhetorical questions to the mushrikeen. Are your partners or are your deities better? أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, or the one who guides you in the depths of darkness found in the land and in the sea, at sea? Their gods could remain behind wherever they lived and wherever they had built them or erected them. And they would travel by sea, these people, and they would travel by land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is the one who guides you and who provides the means for you and who provides a pathway for you in the depths of darkness of the land and darkness in the ocean? وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحِ, who is the one who sends the wind? بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِي, and these winds are givers of glad tidings and they bring good news before the actual mercy of Allah arrives. So when you see wind, this is a clear sign or an indication. And it is a sign of good news. Winds that come, they give good news of what? Of the rahmah of Allah that's about to arrive in the form of rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to these, or the rain that He sends, Allah refers to it as His rahmah. And He says the winds are signs that blow and bring good news, indicating that the rahmah of Allah is on its way. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, Allah asks again, is there any ilah? Can there ever be an ilah, another deity, another God along with Allah? تَعَالَ اللَّهُ, Allah is far higher, far, far higher, عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ, than those things which they ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّا يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ, Allah asks, or is your God better, or the one who originated creation, all of creation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who originated it. Origination means to bring something into existence without a model. Allah is the originator. Originator, to bring something into existence without a model, without a sample, without any material, without any ingredients, without any raw material. Originator, Allah brings something into existence from absolutely nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is the one who originated the creation and who originates all creation. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, and then Allah will reproduce it. After that thing which Allah brought into existence, it perishes and it dies and it no longer exists. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reproduce it in the form of resurrection. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ, Allah is the one who will reproduce it. وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and who is the one who sustains for you and provides for you from the heaven? Allah provides for us. Allah gives us provision. Where does our provision come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, from the heaven. The rain that come, that is one way to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for you. وَالْأَرْضِ, and your provision comes from the land. This is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ, could there ever be any other ilah and any other God along with Allah? قل هاتوا برهانكم. Allah says, produce your evidence. You claim that there are other deities, there are other gods, there are other beings that are in control of all these things. Allah says, produce your evidence. Where is your evidence? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us evidence upon evidence by asking all these questions that indeed, undoubtedly, there is no other ilah, there is no other god, there is no other object of worship other than Allah. And that's why Allah says, Hatu burhanakum, give your proof. Produce your evidence in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are really truthful. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the issue of غَيْب, knowing aspects of the unseen. Does anyone apart from Allah know the غَيْب? Is there anyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given full knowledge of the غَيْب, of the unseen to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers this question. He says, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no one, absolutely no one in the heaven and in earth knows the غَيْب. No one knows the غَيْب إِلَّا اللَّهِ except Allah. No Rasul, no Messenger of Allah possesses knowledge of the غَيْب. No angel, no creation, no one. Yes, there are certain aspects with regards to the غَيْب that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made manifest to some of his prophets. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied certain things that were to happen in the future, long after he leaves this world. But the ghayb, the knowledge of the ghayb in its absolute sense and its absolute form, all knowledge of the ghayb and of the unseen, Allah said, you tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that none knows the ghayb, neither in the heavens nor in the earth, except Allah. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these mushrikeen, and they do not know when they shall be resurrected before Allah. بَلِ اتَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah says their knowledge about the akhirah, their knowledge about the akhirah has failed them. Their knowledge, so perhaps according to them scientifically it's not possible for them to be resurrected, or whatever knowledge they possess and whatever sciences they may have prove to them or suggest to them or tell them that the resurrection is something that's impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that knowledge of theirs has failed them. بَلِدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ. They are relying on that knowledge, but that knowledge of theirs has failed them. بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكٍ مِّنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are in serious doubt with regards to the akhirah. They seriously doubt the akhirah. Why? Because they are not relying upon wahi. They are not relying upon revelation. They are not relying upon ghayb, matters of the unseen. They are relying on what? They are relying on their own logic. They are relying on their own rational arguments. They are relying on their own science and knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that has failed them. That has put them in great doubt. بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in fact, they are completely blind with regards to the akhirah. That knowledge which they feel has enlightened them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blinded them. If it has taken them away from akhirah, and if it has made them doubt akhirah, if it has made them doubt life after death, if it has made them doubt the existence of Jannah, if it has made them doubt the existence of the fire of Jahannam, if it makes them doubt the punishment of the qabr, if it makes them doubt the pleasures and the comforts of the qabr, if it makes them doubt the existence of angels, if it makes them doubt all these things of al-ghayb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that knowledge is something that has really made them blind and has turned them away from akhirah, which is supposed to be the objective of the life in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.